Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the Early Line here on SiriusXM Channel 204. I'm Aaron Dolan, joined by my co-host Kevin Walsh. Let's get into some NBA. On Saturday, underdogs went 7-1 against the spread with 5 outright upsets. Top headlines were the Lakers beat the Celtics by 1. Marcus Smart suffered a grade 1 calf strain, and he is expected to be out 2 to 3 weeks after that game. Jimmy Butler, he dropped 30 in his return to the court after COVID-19 protocols. He helped Miami to win their first game after losing 5 straight. KD also won against his former team OKC, and JJ Redick trade rumors, they're swirling. The 76ers, Celtics, and Nets look like front runners for that. But let's dive into Sunday. Underdogs went 4-2 against the spread with 4 upsets by the Wizards, Nuggets, 76ers, and Timberwolves. 6 NBA games to watch. God, it seems so weird not watching football, Kevin. But let's get into the first game I want to talk about. Nets, Wizards. Sunday evening showdown, what a win for Washington. Bradley Beal hits a 3, and Wizards steal the inbounds pass, and Russell Westbrook drills a go-ahead 3 with 4.3 seconds on the clock.
It was an incredible game. I mean, it really, really was. Russell Westbrook scores 41 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Bradley Beal chips in 37 because... well, of course he does. You know, Bradley Beal is going to fill it up as well. For the Brooklyn Nets, KD gives them 37. Kyrie for 26. How about Joe Harris makes 8 triples and scores 30 points? I mean, this is kind of what you would expect in a game that was 149 to 146. 149 to 146.
They need to up these overs. For this team. I mean, the over was set at 245.5. That blew that out of the water.
What do you want him to do? I mean, that's a preposterous number, 245 and a half pregame total.
It hit way over.
It did, though. You're not wrong. It went way over. And these totals, I mean, they're only getting more and more out of hand. I mean, so their last 3 games against Atlanta, 260 points. You're like, wow, that's crazy. So then they play the Thunder. No Kevin Durant. No problem. They scored 147. There was 282 points scored in that game. You're like, all right, well, like, they can't top that, can they? Yes, they can.
Well, James Harden was out yesterday. He was out with a thigh contusion, so he didn't even play. This would have been the first time that he and Westbrook met since parting ways from the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting right now. Both Harden and Durant, like, these guys kind of taking off, not really worried too much about narrative. KD misses a return to Oklahoma City. Harden misses a matchup with Russell Westbrook. But here's the telling stat. Since this James Harden trade, the Nets' offensive rating, 122.6, not only the best in the league, but it would be, if that number were to hold, the single best offensive rating in the history of the NBA, ever.
What do they need to do, Kevin? I mean, how?
Well, let me just add this, though, on the other side. Their defensive rating over this span is 119.9, which is the worst in the league, and it would be the worst defensive rating of all time. We are dealing with a team that is the best offensive team and the worst and the best offensive team and the worst defensive team at the same time. At the same time, they are, from a betting perspective, they're just overs. I don't know if they can really set numbers in the 250s, but they might have to. Mm-hmm. They can't defend anybody. They can't be stopped. It's preposterous. That offensive rating, great. cool, get it. But we've seen teams get, you know, slowed down a little bit come postseason time. That defense is why I've been saying it since the deal, and I'm going to be saying it until something changes. I do not think this team can win the championship.
I agree with you, and maybe this is the team that you bet the overs on, but in terms of the spread, is this, they always lay big numbers given that they have the big three, but defensively they're not great. So is this a team that you fade but you take the over in terms of the total? That's looking
like
it's
more the
trend here.
They've not been great against the number. I think they are 3-6 against the number since James Harden's arrival. They are laying big time numbers, and they're not always covering them. And that's something to follow. We mentioned, right, the double-up Cavs losses didn't cover against Atlanta. They had a game against Miami they didn't cover as well and certainly didn't cover here as big-time favorites against the Washington Wizards team that snapped a four-game losing streak thanks to the Brooklyn Nets, allowing them to score 149 in regulation. Ridiculous.
It's insane. Now, the Nets will play the Clippers tomorrow, so that'll be a good game to watch, and the Wizards will play the Trailblazers. Let's get into another matchup. Two red-hot teams faced off. Utah's 11-game win streak and 11-0 against the spread run has come to an end, even with Donovan Mitchell back in the lineup after missing two games against the Mavs. What did you think of this game? I mean, Nikola Jokic went off 47 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists.
It was a ridiculous game from Jokic. He is undeniably in this MVP race. 47 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, as you said, was absolutely wonderful. Perfect 4-for-4 from beyond the arc. The Nuggets basically couldn't miss anything from beyond the arc. 64% from 3, 18 of 28. Just an incredible shooting performance from that team. And that's what they needed in order to put away this Utah team. This is a 25-point halftime lead. And at one point, the Jazz had this thing down to single digits in the third quarter. I mean, it was incredible from Utah. Mm-hmm. They did battle. They fought back. Donovan Mitchell had a much better second half. Bogdanovich was good from start to finish. And, you know, Royce O'Neal stepped up and in, knocking down 4 threes. They did what they could. But eventually, this run did need to come to a close. It comes to a close with them having one of the best records in the NBA, a half game off the Clippers for the lead atop the West. But here come the Denver Nuggets, as you said, right? This is two of the hottest teams in the NBA. The Denver Nuggets got off to a very, very slow start. They're really starting to turn the corner now.
Eventually, that streak was going to come to an end. Jazz 15-5 will face the Pistons next, and Denver actually will face them tonight. Let's get into the third game I want to talk about. I am so proud of the Philadelphia 76ers. So Joel Embiid was actually out in this game, and they got the win. They were favored -6.5. And then as soon as Joel Embiid, the news dropped that he wouldn't be playing, that line swung to +3, which I was really surprised about. What did you think of this matchup? I think, you know, some of the people from the bench stepped up, like Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris, to actually get it done, whereas their last game when Embiid was out against the Detroit Pistons, they lost to that team.
This is probably the best Sixers win of the season, being honest. And I know they just beat the Lakers, but this was so
but this showed that they
necessary
can, they can do it
for this team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said it. They've not won a single game without Embiid. He's already missed 4 games. This is now his 5th that he's missed. They needed to show that they could do something without this guy. And the start of the game did not look good. 18 points in the first quarter, trailed by 10. They closed this game on 31-6 run. They won the fourth quarter, 37-15. I mean, 37-15. I mean, that is incredible. In Indiana, how about Ben Simmons?
I know.
21 points. 7 assists, 6 boards. Tobias Harris, leading scorer with 27. They get Kormaz to come off the bench and give him 17, making 3 triples. That's what this team needed. And the fact that they were able to figure out the offensive flow, Aaron, I think is the key. Because offensively, without Embiid, they have been a disaster. They've been a disaster. They figured it out here against Indiana, almost scoring a +120. Very impressive win for the Sixers.
Yeah, and odds makers, clearly with that line swinging to +3, thought that the Philadelphia 76ers were not going to be able to get it done without Embiid on the floor. So this was really a confidence boost for the 76ers. And then for those betting on them, that they can get it done without Embiid on the floor. So the Sixers stay on the road to face the Hornets next. Pacers will face the Grizzlies at home. Another game, Clippers beat the Knicks in New York. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George were back after missing games due to COVID-19 protocols, but the Knicks pushed Clippers before running out of steam. Now, the Knicks already had a postseason, have posted several impressive wins this season. They beat Milwaukee, they beat Utah, they beat, you know, the Boston Celtics. So what do you think of this Knicks team, even though they did lose to the Clippers?
Yeah, look, they were hanging tight early doors, but the Clippers offense, when it's on, and they put up 129 at the Garden, shooting 54% from the field and 45% from beyond the arc, 24 of 28 from the free throw line, will help matters as well. I mean, Kawhi was a perfect 11 for 11. Kawhi was the best player on the court in this game, was a plus 19. It showed in the box score, and it showed with the eye test. But as far as the New York Knicks go, you know, look, 9-12, they're going to see, can they make a postseason run? Can they finish somewhere in that top 10, a play-in game? Maybe, we'll see. But there is a lot, and I mean a lot, for Knicks fans to be happy about. Aaron, Tom Thibodeau right now has the backing from this roster and this fan base. Julius Randle is going to make a genuine push for the All-Star game. And two of these young pieces for the Knicks look great. RJ Barrett turning the corner. Kawhi Leonard gave him a rave review post-game, drops 23 points on 9 of 14 shooting. And Emmanuel Quickley, I mean, how about this kid? Kentucky guard. I don't know why people don't just draft all Kentucky guys as soon as possible. They almost always pan out. It's like a guarantee. I don't know what they're doing. People thought that the Knicks reached on Emmanuel Quickley. Nope, they stole Emmanuel Quickley. 25 points off the bench and only 27 minutes of work. He's been the top scoring rookie this season. It looks like they got a real steal in IQ.
Yeah, and it looks like they could potentially make a playoff run if they start turning things around. They're going to head to Chicago next. The Clippers, they're going to head east to play the Nets. I just want to note the Clippers have been great against the spread. They're ranking third in the league, 13-8-0. Let's get to two other rather not exciting games. The Raptors easily cover with Pascal Siakam leading the team, overhit by half a point when they played the Orlando Magic yesterday. Honestly, a snoozer compared to the other games, but just want to touch on this.
Yeah. The reason it is worth bringing up, though, I've noticed a little bit of a betting trend here from the Orlando Magic side of things, specifically to Cole Anthony. Cole Anthony has now recorded exactly, interestingly enough, six assists in four of his last five games. His over-under assist prop was 3.5. It was at minus 132 juice. The juice continued to go up and up and up. And at one point, I think it even closed at around minus 140. So we were breaking this down a little bit on In-Game Live, Aaron. That over 4.5 was at plus 158. Mm-hmm. Considering he had six assists and at that time 3 of 4, you could still play it to plus money. He finished with six assists again. I'm going to look forward to the next Orlando Magic game and see where they post these Cole Anthony assist props at. Perhaps finding a little bit more comfortability for Cole Anthony as the starting point guard, despite being a rookie.
Yeah, and the Raptors will face the Magic again tomorrow night. Let's talk about an upset. The Timberwolves, they upset 3-point favorite Cleveland at home. Kevin, what are your takeaways as these two will face each other again tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think right now for the Timberwolves, they're just trying to find results when they can. Anthony Edwards is playing better basketball, which is the most important thing for them. 23 points. Beasley as well had 23. They're pleased with anything that is a positive result, but I feel like the Cavs have bigger expectations. I feel like this Cleveland basketball team wants to really try and make a run at the postseason. And I've been encouraged with what we've seen from the Cavs when they're healthy.
Agreed.
But this is the type of performance that you really can't have, because they had a lead throughout this basketball game, and in the second half just didn't play as well. They squander an Andre Drummond 25 and 22 performance. Those don't come around every day. Although for Drummond, they do come around sometimes more regularly than others. The Cavs, they cannot afford to lose two games to the Timberwolves.
They cannot, and a Drummond over prop might be good tonight in terms of his rebounds with 22 there. Stay with us here on the Early Line. Next up, we're talking about the hero of the night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to The Early Line here on SiriusXM Channel 204. I'm Aaron Dolan, joined by my co-host, Kevin Walsh. We want to do a fun segment that we've never done on The Early Line before. It is called The Hero of the Night. So, Kevin, I'm going to tell you who the hero of the night is. It is It is Chris Paul. Please tell us why Chris Paul is the hero of the night.
Yeah, listen, Chris Paul really helped people out this past weekend. We know that a lot of people out there are over bettors on Saturday. The Suns played the Dallas Mavericks with a total of 215. You needed a good fourth quarter to get to that number, and it didn't look like it was going to happen with 20 seconds remaining. You needed 13 points to get to that over. I mean, that's if you extrapolate that pace over a full 48 minutes, you need about 2,000, that would be about a 2,000 point pace over the course of a game. It is ridiculous. In order to do that, you need to make your free throws. At the end of the day, everybody's going to play a part here, right? The Mavericks had to do something, but Chris Paul stepped up to the line not once, not twice, not three times, six free throws for Chris Paul in the final 20 seconds of this game.
Insane.
And this hero goes up perfect, 6 for 6. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, he should go 6 for 6. It's the NBA. Oh, no, no, no. I have been on the wrong side of this. I had a live over once with the Sixers and the Wizards, and I needed this team. They shot 7 free throws. I needed them to only make 4. They made 2. 2 NBA teams combined, 2 of 7. You ever been a college basketball game and need a free throw to go in? You know how disastrous that can be? But Chris Paul, look, he got some help because he couldn't do it all alone, but he was the only Sun that scored in the final 6 in the final 20 seconds. 6 for 6 from the line. Chris Paul, a hero for those that bet the over 215 in Suns Mavericks.
Yeah, Chris Paul absolutely shattering those that took the under in that game. He's a 10-time All-Star. He's averaging 15.6 points, 4.6 rebounds, 8.7 assists right now in the NBA. That is our hero of the night, Chris Paul. Stay with us here on The Early Line. We'll be right back to talk some Super Bowl.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.